As we're leading with our Leading with 2020 Vision, we say good morning to Anita Stewart, the Executive Director of United Way. Anita, how you doing?
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
We're doing. It's, you know, we're having, that's the only thing I can say is we're doing right now.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
No, that's better than not doing, so we'll take it.
Yeah, it is. First of all, how's the campaign going?
Campaign is going pretty good. I wasn't expecting you to come on so quick, so I stuck some food in my mouth.
I didn't expect you to call until about quarter till. That's all right.
Hey, early bird hits the worm, they
say. Yeah.
So, yeah, exactly.
Actually, the campaign's going pretty well. We are actually at 145,000. We have a lot of campaigns going on right now. We have Donaldson, Frankfort Schools, Frito-Lay's doing theirs, Centos, Purina, Center Township, Clinton Central, Clinton Prairie, and the city government. So I have all these guys doing their campaigns now. So now it's kind of like sit and wait until the numbers come in. So a lot of them take 2 weeks to 3 weeks to do it. So this is the hard part for Carol and I to have to just sit and wait to see what happens. So we're pretty excited about that. But I do want to say there is an event coming up this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
John Virtue at Johnny B's and Greets and Peppies wants to support United Way, so we came up with an idea that people can go in and dine in, or they can do a carry out. That would be this Saturday, October the 10th, if they go from 4 to 8 p.m. and buy anything from Greek, Main Street Girl, or Peppies. Once again, you can dine in or carry out. Johnny B's going to donate 10% of all proceeds to United Way. So if you don't have a place to go or you need some food for carry out, go to one of those three restaurants tonight to help support United Way.
What are the next big important dates for you guys?
The next important date, well, you mean as far as the events go?
As far as events, you know, deadlines or things like that that you want to go ahead and make sure you guys meet and do well accordingly.
Okay. Well, the campaigns go until the end of October. We do have a couple, like we have IU Health that actually does theirs in January, so that should be a pretty big campaign. And so Carol and I hope to wrap everything up in November except for two campaigns, and then we will start working on next year's campaign. We'll looking at putting everything together, deciding what went well, what we need to improve on, and start planning for next year. And then we also have another couple of big grants out there that we've applied for. We're waiting to get information whether we got those grants. If that's the case, then we'll be working on some homelessness issues in the community as well as the pre-K stuff again. So yep. Those are our impact work that we're doing.
And the goal is still 440,000, right?
440. It'd be really nice if we could get that just from Clinton County without having to worry about our out-of-area because we don't have a lot of control over it.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd be really, really nice. So I'm hoping for some good campaigns at the schools, and Donaldson's numbers aren't in yet. We have some preliminary numbers. And then, you know, with Center Township, city government, all the schools are involved this year, so looking for some big numbers to come in. So
when are you guys going to have your basic report where you gather everybody around noon and for a little lunch, and then when are you going to do that?
Probably we won't have the number. Good idea of a number until November.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people do their campaigns all the way up to October 31st, and then it takes a few days for them to get all the paperwork, you know, completed and turned in. So.
Okay. All right. So I'm just going to say the big day when you release a lot of figures is coming up in November then.
Yes.
Okay.
We will have a good idea for. I mean, we won't have all the numbers, but we can give a good prelim numbers. Like I said, out of area, we don't usually get those numbers until, like, January. So, you know, we can say, you know, compared to last year, this is what we did, and if we did the same, this is what our number would be, that type of stuff.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Are we missing anything that you want to bring up, or is there anything else you need to talk about?
I don't think so. I think we got it covered.
Okay. It sounds good. Best of luck to you on your campaign. You guys take care, and we'll catch you a little bit later on, okay?
Don't forget to go out Saturday night, okay?
All right. You take care. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That was Anita Stewart, the Executive Director of United Way. We were talking about the United Way campaign, our Leading with 2020 Vision. So.